After years of petitioning the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, calling for a more sustainable Sitka Sacro herring fishery, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska last week filed a lawsuit against ADF&G and the Alaska State Board of Fisheries. But why this year? And why not file an emergency petition through the Board of Fish? Sitka Tribe of Alaska Chair Kathy Hope Erickson says the tribe has been down that road before.
We've been testifying before the Board of Fish for a couple of decades now, at least, and it hasn't gotten us very far. And it's getting to be such a dire situation.
Jeff Feldpouch, head of resource protection, says that last year's record low subsistence harvest, combined with decisions made at the 2018 Board of Fish meeting in Sitka, were, quote, the straw that broke the camel's back.
I would say over the last 4 or 5 years, we've been putting out extra effort, extra sets, that kind of thing, and getting less back for that effort. Things weren't getting better, they were getting worse, and I think it just motivated the tribe to take it to the next level.
So they decided to pursue another avenue, and represented by the Anchorage law firm Landy Bennett Bloomstein, they're calling for the state to intervene before the 2019 fishery begins, requiring ADF&G to develop a fishery management plan. If that happens, SDA has an idea of what they'd like the plan to look like. SDA General Manager Lisa Gassman says tribal representatives drafted a subsistence management plan earlier this fall with 5 key stipulations.
Some of the things that the tribe indicated would need to be in that plan were for the Department of Fish and Game to not open the commercial fishery until the minimum threshold was confirmed present with on-the-ground surveys and first spawn observed in Sitka Sound through aerial and deposition surveys.
They also want pre-season meetings between the tribe and state to discuss management concerns, as well as in-season consultations to discuss harvest rates and fishing conditions. If a test fishery is required, they want that to be a less disruptive jig fishery rather than seining. And finally, they want the state to consider an emergency closure in the 2019 fishery if things aren't looking good. And Feldpouch says the tribe wants to revisit the harvest limits they proposed at the 2018 Board of Fish meetings.
And I know, I don't know that we're asking for it definitively in the management plan, but I know at the last Board of Fish meeting, we did ask for that reduction in the harvest rate from 12 to 20% sliding scale down to a 10% harvest rate like we do the rest of the stocks in Southeast Alaska.
Gassman says tribal representatives met with ADF&G in Juneau in October. They presented their subsistence plan.
That wasn't successful. The discussions and trying to get that incorporated into a management plan for 2019, the department wasn't willing to consider those what we thought were important things moving forward for the 2019 fishery.
Both Erickson and Feldpouch say that considering these practices in a fishery management plan wouldn't just help the herring, the environment, or the subsistence harvesters. There's a commercial incentive as well.
And I think it may even help the industry a bit. There's been quite a glut of roe on the market. It's kept prices depressed for several years. And putting less roe on the market is going to drive those prices up. So the industry may make as much money as they have on a larger fishery. We're just harvesting less fish.
I'm totally for commercial fishery. My own grandpa was a commercial fisher for years, and I just feel strongly that we're in their ball court too, or doing this for them too, not just, it's a holistic thing, and it's not, we're not just using a microscope and looking in one direction. We're doing this for everybody.
As yet, there is no official reply to the tribe's suit, which was filed in Sitka Superior Court on December 11th. But state fishery managers have long suspected the dispute would end up in court. So far, they've stood by the forecast model that's been used for over 3 decades. In previous reporting, area management biologist Eric Kuhnrat has said, quote, "Unless we had a biological concern, we couldn't close this fishery ourselves." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.